Shares in the buy now, pay later company Afterpay have rocketed this morning after receiving a $39 billion takeover offer. The proposed deal from the US fintech Square, if sealed, will be the biggest merger and acquisition deal in Australian corporate history. With more, I'm joined now by our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Peter, good afternoon. What does the size of this deal tell us about the rapid rise of products such as Afterpay?
Well, good afternoon, Sally. The Australian-based Afterpay really has been one of the game changers in the buy now, pay later industry around the world, and also part of the massive cultural change that's accelerated the demise of cash in many ways, providing massive competition to traditional credit card companies like Visa and MasterCard. The success of the company's product, of course, has been boosted by the pandemic, where locked up at home consumers browse shopping sites, want something now and want to get it now and pay installments later. For the US fintech Square, Afterpay looks like a natural fit. Its chief executive is Twitter founder Jack Dorsey. This allows Afterpay to expand in the United States, where it's a constant currency with sales surging and the number of consumers growing every day. In fact, Square's used by 70 million consumers in the United States, and Jack Dorsey plans to integrate Afterpay into Square for its cash app for consumers. So a remarkable day for this Australian tech startup, which now has a market value of $29 billion Australian dollars.
Well, what's it done to Afterpay shares, this latest news, Peter?
Well, Sally, Afterpay shares surged as much as 25% this morning after the announcement, now sitting at on $120 a share after a bit of a bumpy ride this year. The Square proposal values Afterpay shares at a 30% premium to Friday's closing price. Buy now, pay later competitors also jumped. Zip, close to 13% higher. Afterpay has been in the bunker today and wouldn't speak to the world today, but in a statement, Zip said that the Square Afterpay deal is a big positive for the entire sector. Australian tech stocks are up close to 8% in their biggest one-day gain since November 2011. And Afterpay's board has recommended the deal to its shareholders.
Peter, obviously there's a lot of excitement around these huge numbers, but is there also still some residual concern about the regulation and the ethics of these buy now, pay later products?
Well, that's right, Sally. There is a lot of concern from consumer advocates who really do worry that buy now, pay later is a self-regulated product, and they say there's no substitute for federal government regulation under credit laws. These want it now, get it now companies say they're more of a budgeting and personal finance tool rather than a credit product. But last year, the corporate regulator ASIC said one in five users had trouble with their repayments, and some were actually going without meals to meet the repayments. Buy now, pay later companies have developed their own code of conduct to ensure consumers don't fall through the cracks and get themselves in over their heads by buying products they simply can't afford.
Peter, thank you. That's our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.